The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Taking your calls at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. Welcome aboard to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm a pharmacist, a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing system, a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutritional supplementation to do it. It's not going to come from diet, and it's not going to come from drugs. We want to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements, get you off your prescription drugs, and that's why we're here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I got a call this morning from a gentleman in New York, and he wanted some help with his high blood pressure. And I told him, as I said many times before, hypertension, high blood pressure, is one of the easiest things to treat. The first thing to do if you're concerned about high blood pressure or hypertension, and many people don't even know they have high blood pressure, if you're concerned about high blood pressure, think about insulin. Think about that chemical insulin that's involved in diabetes. Most people know about insulin as a blood sugar hormone, but insulin's main role in the body is to escort nutrients into cells. You can think of insulin as a nutrient escort. It doesn't just escort sugar into cells, it escorts all nutrients into cells. When insulin resistance sets in after chronic high levels of insulin, when insulin resistance sets in, cells resist glucose. Cells resist glucose as well as other nutrients, and the glucose remains in the blood and the nutrients don't get in the cells. Consequently, you have sick cells and you have lots of sugar in your blood. The combination of high blood sugar and high insulin sets the stage for a biochemical nightmare. Excess insulin can cause your kidneys to retain salt and hypertension can result. Excess insulin levels can also cause the lining of circulatory vessels to become thickened, and again, high blood pressure can result. Excess insulin can cause the metabolic wheels, so to speak, to get clogged, and obesity can result. Excess insulin is a serious issue. Excess insulin, being a growth-affecting hormone, can actually stimulate cancer growth, and tumors can result. Excess insulin can trigger androgens, male hormone production in women, and infertility can result, and a serious problem called polycystic ovarian syndrome can sometimes occur as well. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS, is marked by features like body hair increases in women, or severe breakouts in women, or severe obesity in women. This is called PCOS, and it is becoming a healthcare nightmare as well. In fact, excess insulin or insulin resistance has been called perhaps the greatest health catastrophe ever. In fact, it's thought that insulin resistance or excess insulin levels may cause the first reduction in average life expectancy in over 2 centuries. Projections are that life expectancy may decrease by up to 10 years if excess insulin and insulin resistance is not addressed. How do you take care of excess insulin or insulin resistance? Well, it's quite simple, my friends. First thing, reduce your sugar, reduce your breads, reduce your pastas, reduce your fruit juices, and reduce your fruits. Reducing carbohydrates is the single most important thing that you can do when it comes to excess insulin or insulin resistance problems. And that includes hypertension. That includes elevated cholesterol. That includes PCOS. All of the things that insulin resistance cause can be reduced or diminished or ultimately eliminated if you reduce the amount of refined carbohydrates you have in your diet. Now keep in mind, most of your calories need to come from carbohydrates. Some 40% of your calories should come from carbohydrates. But the carbohydrates you want are vegetables. Vegetables, 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 not fruits and not breads. Now, another strategy is to take supplements that can boost insulin. if you can boost insulin, if you can potentize insulin, if you can make your insulin stronger, your body doesn't have to secrete as much insulin. So boosting insulin becomes a very important strategy as well. Chromium and vanadium are two very important minerals when it comes to boosting insulin. You can get chromium and vanadium in the Sweet Ease product. One of the best ways to boost insulin is to take the nutrient niacin. Niacin is an amazing B vitamin that does many things in the body. In fact, I was just reading a recent study about niacin protecting cells. Niacin can actually control proteins that act as barriers to keep cells from becoming dysfunctional. There's a new gene, a gene that was just discovered called the silent information regulator gene, or SIR gene. This SIR gene produces a protein that can form a protective barrier around cells. This protein actually can defend cells from rogue DNA molecules that can cause instability in genes. Without this SIR barrier, this SIR protein barrier, cells will deteriorate and eventually die. Cells will become unable to resist disease, invasions by foreign bodies. As a result, the body will age. Niacin actually helps regulate this SIR gene. This is a study that was done at Chicago's Rush Institute for Healthy Aging. They showed that high levels of dietary niacin can significantly reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Niacin is involved also in potentizing insulin, very important nutrient for diabetics. Niacin is also very important, perhaps the most important nutrient you can take for lowering your cholesterol and lowering your blood fats. In fact, niacin may be as strong as the statin drugs when it comes to lowering blood fats and lowering cholesterol, and of course, you won't get any side effects from niacin. Niacin may cause something called the niacin flush. The niacin flush is a temporary flushing or prickly heat sensation in the body, in the extremities, the arms, the legs, the fingers, the toes, that can be caused by high levels of niacin if you take high levels of niacin too quickly. If that's the case, lower your dose of niacin. It goes away, and all it means is you're getting blood to areas that haven't had blood before. Long story short, there's a nutritional strategy for almost every single healthcare issue we face, and that's why we're here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. Toll free, we want to hear from you. You are listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show on the ZBS radio network. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach, and we'll be back right after this break.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
And welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080 on your priority line, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. That's your number to give us a shout if you want to, if you want some help with nutritional supplementation, if you want to get off your prescription drugs. We want to help you do that. That's why we're here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. And I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today with my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Hello. You know, you were talking about diabetes and some of these sugar-related things, and, of course, that's pretty heavily linked to obesity.
Yes.
And they're actually got pulled a story off of ABC News that the headline here is, Can Geneticists Cure Obesity? And they talk about the fact that, you know, in the old days people thought that people that were overweight, it was just simply a fact of eating too much. And they're saying that now there's research that, you know, suggests that when you look at the genetics behind appetite, metabolism, and weight gain, you've got the guy that everyone knows, somebody like this, who's like skinny as a rail and eats enough for
right.
four people and
right.
never gains any weight. Then you have the person that's obese and they barely eat anything at all. So they're starting to think that there's more to it than just calories in, calories out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's the case. You know, Dr. Atkins was one of the first guys to talk about that, and they vilified that poor man when he said that it's the biochemistry of foods. It's not strictly the calories that are in foods that account for weight gain or weight loss. And he's indeed correct. The biochemistry of carbohydrates, the biochemistry of fats, and the biochemistry of protein are all different. And so certain foods can actually cause you to gain weight, more weight, independent of the amount of calories that they have. Calorie for calorie, a slice of bread is going to cause you to gain more weight than the same amount of calories in a teaspoon of essential fatty acid or fatty food, for example. Now, the main point here that comes to mind when you say this about genes is, you know, we have this idea in the public that genes control everything. You know, if I were to ask the average person, what is the brains of a cell? What would they say, pretty much? What do you think, Doug?
The mitochondria.
No, not the mitochondria. But most people would say it's the genetics, right? Most people would say
the
DNA.
Genetics, yeah.
Yeah, the DNA is the brains of the cell. Do you know that you can actually take the brains of a cell out, the so-called brains of a cell, the nucleus of a cell out, and that cell can function just perfectly fine without its genes?
So why is the nucleus there?
The nucleus is there to program reproduction. And
so just so the cell could replicate itself.
To replicate itself, exactly. The brains of a cell are not the DNA and not the nucleus. And why do I say this? Well, we want to get away from this idea that our genes control everything. Because a lot of people feel like, well, that's just my genetics, right? It's not just your genetics. The genetics control reproduction, but there's something that controls the genetics. And do you know what that is? It's the environment. It's the environment that the genetics are in that controls whether or not a gene will be expressed or a gene will produce the protein it's supposed to produce. That means your environment has primacy, not the genetics. The genetics are there, and they're very important, obviously, for reproduction and for the production of proteins, but something regulates the genes. That's why when I did my little talk at the beginning, my monologue at the beginning, I talked about niacin regulating the gene that produces the protein SIR that protects the cells. It turns out that the nutritional environment that the genetics are in have a huge role to play in whether a gene gets expressed or not. And so the importance of nutritional supplementation cannot be overstated. You have to understand the nutritional component, the biochemical component, and the biochemistry of nutrition when it comes to understanding whether you're going to be healthy or not in response to your genetics. It's not strictly the genetics. They've actually done studies with mice that are genetically predisposed to being brown mice, and they found that if they remove certain nutrients out of their diet or they add other nutrients to their diet, they can actually change the color of the mice. The mice will actually be born, for example, white in the presence of certain nutrients, or they'll be born brown when there's a lack of certain nutrients. You can actually modify the genetics with nutritional supplementation. And that's an important point to make, and that's why we harp on the importance of a good nutritional protocol, a good nutritional, systematic nutritional program, such as the one designed by Dr. Wallach. You have to have nutritional supplementation in a systematic fashion. What does that mean? Well, it means protein on a regular basis. 4 or 5 times a day, you want to make sure you're getting a concentrated protein, like the American Longevity Nature's Way. It means essential fatty acids, like the Ultimate EFA Plus E, on a regular systemic program. That is two or three times a day. It means your minerals. And it absolutely means all your trace nutrients like vitamins, fatty vitamins, as well as your water-soluble vitamins. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We're coming back after this. We're going to talk about nutritional supplementation and take your calls. So leave it here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. For the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. Pharmacist Ben here. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. We want to hear from you. We want to help you understand nutritional supplementation. We're talking about diabetes and insulin resistance today. And, Doug, you had an interesting article about this.
I wanted to ask you something before we get to that. And that was that would it be safe to say that the genetics is basically sort of like the overall blueprint?
Yes, that's exactly right.
And that a lot of it depends on, you know, what kind of structure you end up with is where you build it and how you go about building it.
That's an excellent way of putting it. You know, a blueprint for a house isn't all you need to build a house.
That's right.
It's just the blueprint.
You're going to have problems if you build it in a swamp.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's the environment that programs whether or not the genetic blueprint is going to come out okay. And that's exactly how you want to look at the genes. A cell can live just fine for 2 or 3 months. It can do all its functions. It can breathe. It can eat. It can get rid of toxins. It can communicate with other cells without a nucleus, without DNA. It functions just fine. In fact, today we actually think the brain of a cell is the membrane of the cell. That's what's actually thought of as being the actual control command center of the cell, is the outside portion called the membrane. Unlike the nucleus, a cell can live fine without a nucleus, but it can't live at all without a cell membrane. The membrane actually communicates what's going to go in and what's going to go out of the cell, and actually allows the cell to communicate with other cells. So today, biochemists feel like it's the cell membrane. That's the brain. You can think of the membrane as a membrane, because that's how people are looking. That's how biochemists are looking at the cell today. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is very interesting. Well, it makes sense, though, because, you know, if something, that's one of the reasons why, like, a liquid colloidal mineral or vitamin works better is because, at least my understanding is, that it actually is a small enough particle that it really easily and readily flows through the cell wall.
That's the key to nutrition, is you want to be able to get through that membrane. And that is indeed why colloidal minerals and certain nutrients in certain formats work better than other nutrients. Another implication for a new understanding about genetic primacy, or lack of genetic primacy, genetic secondary, if you will, is that our beliefs and our mind and our thoughts can actually modify our genetics. Because as you think certain things, you can actually change the environment that gene is in, that the nucleus is in, simply by your thoughts and by your belief patterns. And that's one of the reasons why thinking correctly is one of the most important things you could do for your health.
So if you're a short person, you can think yourself tall?
Not sure about that, but maybe if you were, when you were really young, if you were sophisticated enough when you were really, really young, and you thought and you thought and you thought, that might happen. You know, once certain things are locked into place, it's there. Your height, your stature is locked into place. But while you're developing, it's possible, at least according to the new understandings about genetics, that, yeah, indeed you can think yourself tall as you're growing. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, does make a little more sense. You know, getting back to this thing on the obesity deal and this genetics and all, the sad thing about the whole story that I've got here is that once they determine that, okay, you know, that genetics do play a role in this, then where they're headed with this, according to Dr. Alan Schuldiner, he's an endocrinologist from the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and his thing is, he says that, once we discover the obesity susceptibility genes, we'll be able to identify new molecules and pathways that will lead to new medications.
You know, that's interesting.
And they go on to talk about, you know, if there is a drug that they could come up with that would be an anti-obesity drug.
That is a key point. I want to hit that when we come back. That's the reason why you keep hearing about the importance of genes and how genes control everything, is because it allows us to think that we can create drugs that can modify those genes. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. That's 831-685-1080. 888-379-2552, toll free. We do have open lines. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Thanks for being here today. I'll be sitting in for Dr. Wallach, 831-685-1080. Issue priority line number, 888-379-2552. Got some open lines for you. We want to hear from you. And before I went to break, we were talking about this the genetics and pharmaceuticals. You know this Human Genome Project? Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Mapping the human gene. Who do you suppose...
There was a big race to see who could map it first.
And they did it pretty darn quickly, actually.
Yeah, they actually did.
They thought it would be 2010 or something before they came up with it.
I think they were using several of these, you know, as they call them, supercomputers, and just letting them pretty much run 24/7, you know, 365.
Well, what industry do you think funded it?
Probably the stock market.
No. Which industry?
I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, Genentech was pretty heavily involved in that.
It was basically the pharmaceutical industry. It was basically the drug companies that funded the Human Genome Project. Why do you suppose the drug companies would be so hell-bent?
Because they could do like they've done now, like Santa Fe Aventis,
exactly,
who has a new drug that they're doing preliminary large trials on right now. They're a French company, so I imagine the trials are being done in France. But they have a new drug out called Rimonabant, and this is a blocker of, it targets the cannabinoid number one receptor, and apparently that's the one that stimulates cravings for all kinds of things, appetite and even, say, nicotine and that kind of thing, and so that's what they're looking at here.
They're looking at how they can make better drugs.
An anti-obesity drug.
Well,
don't worry about exercise or worrying about your diet. Just, you know, pop a few of these pills.
Exactly. What we're not being told is that the genetics are not the number one reason why things happen. And we're led to believe that it's all in the genes and that you need to manipulate the genes with pharmaceuticals or with chemicals in order to create changes in the body. And that is not the case. You do not need a prescription drug for anything aside from perhaps cancer to kill cancer cells, which is unfortunately the only way we have today is radiation and surgery and drugs to kill cancers. As an antibiotic, sometimes you need antibiotics. Other than that, we can largely do without drugs. Even pain medicine, which in some cases is obviously very helpful, even pain medicines aren't absolutely necessary because of techniques like acupuncture and hypnosis. People have used acupuncture as a pain relieving treatment for centuries, indeed for thousands of years. There are people who've had surgery with acupuncture. There are people who've had surgery with hypnosis. So there's many ways, there's many strategies that you can employ that that don't involve prescription drugs. Now, why are prescription drugs a problem? I mean, if you lower your blood pressure with a prescription drug, what's the big deal? Say you take a drug and you lower your blood pressure. Shouldn't be a problem, right? No, prescription drugs cannot. It's very difficult for prescription drug to target specific issues. The problem with prescription drugs is you're always going to have side effects. You may not even know that you're having a side effect, but ultimately that side effect can decrease your longevity and decrease your quality of life. It's not worth it, my friends, especially when there's things like nutritional supplementation that can work the same way. If you have high blood pressure, you don't need a drug to reduce your high blood pressure. Niacin, magnesium, potassium, restricting your carbohydrates, exercise are all strategies for lowering blood pressure. If you have problems with diabetes, chromium, vanadium, niacin, restricting your blood sugars, exercise, essential fatty acids are all wonderful strategies for diabetes. If you have arthritis, essential fatty acids, your B vitamins, again, restricting your carbohydrates and restricting your sugars are all strategies for helping you with your arthritis. There are wonderful nutritional strategies for almost every disease state you can name. Now, if you have cancer, if you have a severe infection, you do want chemotherapy, obviously, and you do need to take antibiotics at certain times. But other than that, you want to think about nutritional supplementation. We talk about food cravings. Take a drug to eliminate food cravings? That's ridiculous. First of all, your cravings are usually based in some kind of need. If you have a craving for sugar, you want to think about the need for protein. If you have a craving for fatty foods, you want to think about the need for essential fatty acids. If you have cravings for salt, you want to think about the need for minerals. There's also other tricks you can use to help conquer your food cravings. I'll talk about that when we come back from break and take your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, toll free. 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
And we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio show. Thanks for being here. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today and taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. Or toll-free, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're talking about genetics and insulin resistance and food cravings, new drug out to help you with your food cravings. You don't need drugs for your food cravings. You need nutrition for your food cravings. And there's also some other tricks. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, we got Mike in Santa Cruz who wants to ask us about some essential fatty acids. You there, buddy?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Can you hear me?
What's cooking?
Yes, I have a question. Seems like to when I take the essential fatty acids, like the omega-3s,
yeah.
Is it possible that your body is too much for you to take them sometimes? Maybe your body doesn't need as much?
It's very difficult to take too much. You'd have to really it's almost impossible. You'd have to go crazy with them. What is possible, however, is that your body doesn't absorb or utilize them. And that can happen.
Because I noticed that when I take them, I get very hard to digest and I get a lot of gas.
Yes, that's a problem. That's an absorption problem. It's not a problem of quantity, it's a problem of absorption. I'm glad you raised that point because that does happen to a lot of folks. If you take your essential fatty acids and you find any discomfort, bloating, gas, they repeat on you, you want to think about absorption. And there are strategies you can use, nutritional strategies, to improve absorption. There's a compound that your body makes called bile, B-I-L-E, bile. And bile's job is to help us absorb fats and fatty vitamins. Now, if you take your fats and you're not absorbing them, what that's telling you is not only are you not absorbing your essential fatty acids, but you're not absorbing your fatty vitamins either. That means vitamins D, E, A, and K. Those are your fatty vitamins. If you're not absorbing your fats and your fatty vitamins, big trouble can result. The fatty vitamins are important for growth issues, for the growth of bone, for the growth of collagen in the skin. Fatty vitamins regulate, fatty vitamins control the growth of the myelin sheath, the covering over nerve cells.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to think of that as a sign, as a symptom. If you're not absorbing your fats, you want to think, well, heck, my body is not absorbing my fats or my fatty vitamins.
Well, it seems like I can absorb the flax ones, the regular ones.
Yeah.
But the omega-3s are harder to digest.
Well, no, the flax is omega-3s.
So excuse me?
The flax is omega-3s. So I'm not sure what you're saying there because...
The regular essential fatty acids, the black ones that I take from Dr. Wallach's?
You can absorb those?
Yes.
But what can you not
absorb? The yellow ones, I can't because they're too hard. They're
is that the ones with the E's? Is that the one with the vitamin E?
Yeah, that's
yes,
EFA
yes.
plus.
The EFA plus E.
Yes,
and that's harder for you to digest, but you
yes,
can digest the other ones.
Yes.
Are there more? Is there more fat in the... Is there more fat in the ultimate, Doug? Do you know?
I know it has fish oil in it, so maybe that may be
the
issue.
Yeah, it's fish oil. I'm talking about fish oil.
Then it may be the fish oil. Okay,
yeah.
In any case, there may be some components in the fish oil. In any case, you're having a problem, some kind of problem absorbing those fats that are in the fish oil. Think about bile salts. Think about digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to take the ultimate enzyme product before you take the fats.
Yeah.
And you may want to take the fats, the EFA plus E, with food. Are you
I always do that.
Still have discomfort even when you take them with food?
Well, with the fish oil I do, it seems like fish oil somehow is really strong on my stomach.
Even when you take it with a meal?
Yes.
With a meal, you'll still feel that?
Yeah, I still feel like it comes up a little bit sometimes.
Ultimate enzymes. Take them with
the EFA plus.
Take it with the ultimate enzymes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I did try that, and it does help a little bit.
Yeah, take it with the ultimate enzymes.
Yeah.
That will help you absorb. What I really want you to think about is that if that's happening with the fats, with the essential fatty acids, it's also happening with fatty vitamins from food. That means the fatty vitamins are not getting absorbed either. That means you're not getting as much vitamin A or D or E or K as you need. So please, with every meal, you want to take those ultimate enzymes. So when you have a meal, take the eat your meal. After your meal, have the essential fatty acid capsules, and maybe take the enzymes before the meal so you have some enzymes in your stomach while you're eating.
Now, I noticed also that after taking the protein powder, the whey protein powder.
Yeah, same.
For like 2 or 3 days in a row, it does kind of tear the lining on my stomach. Is that right? Did that happen?
Absolutely. It's very important for the very helpful for the digestive tract.
No, I mean it messes up my stomach.
Oh, no. Okay. Whey protein actually is very helpful for the digestive tract, but if you're having a problem absorption, which it sounds like you are, you may not be breaking up those proteins. So again, enzymes. Take the whey protein with your meals, like with the fats, and actually before you start your meal, have the whey protein, and then eat your meal, then do the fats, and start everything off with the enzymes. So there's enzymes in your stomach to help you digest your food, your protein, and your fats. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No, start off with
one last question. As far as
Mike, hang on just a sec. Let me just repeat that, okay? Enzymes first.
Yes.
Your meal. And then, enzymes first, your protein, then your meal, and then finish up with the fats.
Oh, the protein first.
Yes, have the protein first.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and then your meal, and then your
the
meal.
Protein, is vegetable protein just as good as the regular whey
No,
protein?
The whey protein is the best. There's actually a new protein out now, if you can find it. It's hard to find. It's called hemp protein. But
hemp protein,
But the whey protein, that Nature's Whey with the whey protein in there is absolutely amazing. I mean, I can't say enough good things about whey protein. Some people can't handle it, and if you're one of those people, it's unfortunate. But if you can handle the whey protein, it is the single most powerful food there is. There's no food more powerful than whey protein for absorption, for fighting cancer, for building bone, for building your immune system, for helping your digestive tract. It's just amazing stuff. So that American Longevity Nature's Whey is the key. First your enzymes, your Nature's Whey, have your meal, finish up with the ultimate EFA plus C. Okay, you had another question?
And would you, as a second choice, would you recommend a soy protein or not?
No. Nature's Whey.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that's an important point. If you're not... If the fats repeat up on you, and it is common, especially as we get older, by the way, fats will repeat up on you. You want to treat that as a sign that not only are you not absorbing your fats, your essential fatty acids, but you're not absorbing vitamin A, and that can have an effect on your skin, on your bone, and on your eyes. You're not absorbing vitamin E. That can have effects on your brain, effects on the heart, and on your skin. And you're not absorbing your vitamin D. That can have some tremendous effects on the biochemistry of the body. Lack of vitamin D is a big problem. And you're not going to be absorbing your vitamin K. So you really want to treat malabsorption issues, fat malabsorption issues, as a fatty vitamin malabsorption issues as well. And that's why those ultimate enzymes are so important. In many ways, they're the most important thing you can take, because no matter what you take, if you're not absorbing it, it isn't doing you any good. So ultimate enzymes. Also, the Biolumin products have got some enzymes in them, too. That's why I like those Biolumin products. The Nightly Essence and the Living Essence also have some good digestive enzymes in there. And then fish is another interesting issue with fish. You know, a lot of us are told that we're supposed to be eating fish every day. You got to be careful these days with fish. I don't recommend that you
mercury.
Eat fish every day. Mercury and toxins in the ocean. And, you know, those farm fish, man, farmed fish, you won't believe what they feed farm fish. We feed them grains. They give them, you know, that nice pink color that the fish has? You know what that comes from? If it's the farm fish?
Dye.
That's right. They give them
That's
dye.
That's right. Out in the wild, they get that pink color from eating brine shrimp.
That's right. Real carotenes, real vitamin A. Out in the wild, that red, wild fish is, when you see that red, that's vitamin A. And, man, fish could be a really healthy food for you, but unfortunately that's not the case. You know, if you go to some stores today, you'll see fish with little pieces carved out of the fish. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what those little pieces used to be?
Lesions or something.
Tumors.
They're selling fish that has had tumors?
Yeah, they cut the tumors out, and then they sell the fish, and it's just terrible. You know, what we've done to our oceans is not a very nice thing. The oceans are very forgiving, but, man, we're really doing a number on our oceans, and that's one of the big problems with fish. Deep-sea fish are going to be the best, obviously, but unfortunately, you can't even be safe with deep-sea fish today. Even the government recommends 2 or 3 pounds of fish a week maximum, and if you're pregnant, you really want to be careful with fish. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552, toll-free, 888-379-2552. We want to hear from you. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is the ZBS Radio Network.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
And we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552 toll free. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, and we're taking your calls. We're talking about insulin and genetics and food cravings. One of the best ways, one of the easiest tricks to help conquer food cravings, first of all, you want to respect your cravings, as we said earlier, but if you want to just conquer a craving, if you have something that you need to get rid of, try drinking some water. Drinking a glass of water sometimes, a couple of glasses of water can get rid of food cravings. Also, if you temporarily disturb your taste buds by with a strong mint or smelling some cologne, real strong, whiff of real strong cologne, that can also help with food cravings too. But you really want to respect your cravings. Fatty foods, craving for fatty foods, think essential fatty acids. Cravings for minerals, cravings for salt, think about minerals. And cravings for sugar, you want to think about more protein. Okay, let's take another call here, Doug.
You may have hit on a new weight loss plan.
Sniffing cologne.
Yeah, just start dating a woman who puts on too much cologne.
No, it doesn't work that way. But if you carry a little bit around with you, and every time you have a craving and take a big sniff of cologne, that food craving will go away, at least temporarily. You'll have to keep doing it. But again, you want to respect your cravings. I'm talking about just in a pinch and for an emergency if you have a quick kind of craving and you're dieting and you don't want to give in to it. Okay, let's squeeze a couple calls.
Let's head to Scotts Valley and talk to Lucy. You're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Lucy.
Hi. I have two people I'm calling about, and I've been trying to help both of them with telling them about the whey and the minerals and stuff.
Okay.
One has said that the protein's making her hungry, but one has Addison's, and obviously okay. She's got weight gain, and she's noticing she's getting a lot of wrinkles. We don't know how that's related. The other one is 49 with tooth problems, jaw pain, neck and back, and left leg and foot numbness.
Okay, now who's the one with the protein problem?
The one that's the latter one. she's got the, she's saying protein's making her hungry. And okay. they're both having a little bit of weight issues and
okay.
noticing their skin isn't supple. Neither one have really bad diets, though, and they do supplement. So.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Addison's patient first. The Addison's disease, for our listeners, is when your adrenal glands don't produce enough cortisol. And also other hormones, another hormone produced by the adrenals called aldosterone. You can think of Addison's disease as adrenal insufficiency. We talked about adrenal fatigue a couple of days ago, and it's very common, and it can cause problems with the skin, and it can cause problems with blood pressure, it can cause problems with the immune system. It can really back up into a lot of things. So the first thing you want to think about with Addison's disease is you want to think about anything you can do to help with the adrenal glands. Relaxation techniques, obviously, very important. Also, the hormone DHEA can be helpful for folks who have adrenal insufficiency. And then the B vitamins, especially vitamins B5 and B12, are very important for folks who have Addison's disease.
Is it pointless to supplement with minerals?
Say again?
Is it pointless to supplement with minerals?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it's very important to supplement with minerals. The adrenal glands help regulate minerals.
She was told not to do that.
She was told not to supplement with minerals.
Yeah.
By her doctor?
I think so.
Interesting. That's because the adrenal glands help regulate minerals, and they're afraid that if she starts taking extra minerals, they won't be able to regulate them.
Okay.
No, it's not a good idea to not take minerals. It's never a good idea to not take minerals.
Mm-hmm.
But she does have to be careful with them, and she has to watch them. Probably the doctor didn't want to deal with monitoring her, but it's never a good idea to not take vital nutrients. And that's a very important point to make. A lot of times physicians and hospitals will take people off their nutrients. It is never, ever a good idea to not take nutritional supplements. Never a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
What you do want to do is you want to be careful and you want to monitor and you want to watch. So she should have her potassium levels checked. Ideally, she may be already having her mineral levels checked, but if she's not, she should have her mineral levels checked, and she does want to supplement with minerals, but she wants to be careful with it, also, especially zinc and potassium. Zinc's very important for the adrenal glands. Vitamins.
Who's going to help with the weight loss the most?
Help her with her weight loss. She needs Addison's disease is characterized by weight loss and fatigue and low blood pressure. That's all we got time for, ma'am. Why don't you have her give? Well, can you stay on the line, ma'am? Ma'am, oh, is she still there, Doug? Okay, stay on the line. I'll take you after the show. We got to go. That's all we got time for today. And on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, an hour is sometimes just not enough time. It's been great to be here with you for Dr. Wallach and Doug Winfrey and all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.